We're continuing to look at Paul's trial before Felix in Acts chapter 24. Let me pick up with verses 5 through 6. Tertullus, who is the attorney for the Sanhedrin, tells Felix, "We have found this man to be a troublemaker, stirring up riots among the Jews all over the world. He is a ringleader of the Nazarene sect and even tried to desecrate the temple, so we seized him." Now, as I mentioned last time, this first allegation of sedition is very serious, but of course it's not the first time Paul had been accused of this. You remember he faced the same charge in Acts chapter 18 when the silversmith told Gallio, "This man is persuading people to worship God contrary to Roman law." And as I mentioned, hidden in that accusation was a charge of treason against the emperor. In the case before Felix, this is also dangerous. As John MacArthur points out, if they could make it stick, they could really get him, because if the Romans think for a minute that this man is committing treason, or he is stirring up sedition or insurrection or riot, he is in deep trouble. As others have noted, Governor Felix would be well aware of the fact that the Jewish unrest had been taking place in some of the largest Jewish communities in Alexandria and Rome. Even though Paul was not involved in these, it was undeniable that his visits to many cities in the empire had resulted in disturbance and even riots within the Jewish communities. Luke records this in Paul's visits to South Galatia, Thessalonica, Corinth, and of course, Ephesus. The Romans were also very concerned with the political messianism, that is, of that era, which tended to spread from one Jewish community to another. Many Roman magistrates simply did not distinguish Paul's teaching from the propaganda of messianic agitators. Now, the second allegation is, of course, sectarianism. Notice that there is a pattern in Tertullus's prosecuting forming here. First, he accuses Paul of sedition, a crime against the empire. Now, he cites sectarianism, an offense against the Jewish people. Paul is charged with being a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. But what does this mean to Tertullus, or for that matter, Governor Felix? Is the latter knowledgeable about the difference between a Jew and a Nazarene? In Paul's time, the term Nazarene was derisive, whereas today it is honored in some Christian circles. A whole denomination identifies itself as Nazarenes. So the term Nazarene was clearly an allusion to the followers of Jesus of Nazareth. Now, just to remind ourselves, this is not the same term as Nazarite, which refers to the special Old Testament vow. People then who identified with Christ were nicknamed Nazarenes. If you recall, at one point in Jesus' ministry, the audience asked, "Could anything good come out of Nazareth?" As MacArthur puts it, "Nazareth was an uneducated hick town that nobody came from there and amounted to anything." Now you can see why Tertullus and the Sanhedrin told Felix, a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. It's interesting that Jesus is called the Nazarene some 6 times in the book of Acts, but this is the singular occurrence of his followers being called by that same title. We'll see what happens next on Verse by Verse.